Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, dear colleagues, at the outset, let me express our great appreciation to Madame Director General for the very comprehensive report and for the extraordinary leadership of the organization during this very difficult time when new conflicts in different parts of the world and uncertainty about overcoming the consequences of economic and financial crises, climate change, etc., make our task more complicated. The world is struggling to accomplish Millennium Development Goals and to define ambitious but realistic post-2015 development agenda, the most important ones belonging to health. Bosnia and Herzegovina is still recovering from the tragic conflict in 1990s, with a number of disabled people, residual landmines that are still taking its toll, slow recovery from the economic crisis and budgetary restrictions, has continued to reform and improve public health sector. Our capacity to collect reliable data concerning different diseases has been strengthened. The database for communicable diseases has been established, collecting information about epidemics in accordance with EU regulation and practices. National action plans dealing with the response to global public health emergencies are fully in line with the recommendations by WHO and European Union. The set of health indicators that are being followed has been expanded. Fight against HIV/AIDS pandemic is one of our priorities, even though since 1986 only 246 cases of the infection have been registered, out of which 126 have evolved the disease. Since 2006, a comprehensive program of prevention, diagnostic and treatment supported by Global Fund is being implemented under the supervision of the National Advisory Board for Combating HIV/AIDS. In 2013, 22 new HIV infections, infection cases were detected. Regarding tuberculosis, in 2012, we had 1,420 cases of the disease, among them 119 recurrent. Overall capacity for prevention, diagnostic and treatment has been significantly improved, additionally supported by Global Fund. In my country, non-communicable diseases are responsible for most of deaths and early retirement. Thus, it is the most important challenge for our health system in decades to come. Even though some progress is visible, much more needs to be done in the field of prevention. I would also like to mention Third Regional Ministerial Forum, Health in Politics of Southeastern Europe, held in June 2011. That was an impetus for establishing firmer regional cooperation in the field of prevention and combat of non-communicable diseases. In recent years, further upgrade in our capacity to follow up defined indicators important for prevention, as well as for getting more accurate general overview concerning the situation with NCDs has been developed. We commend the efforts by the Director General for the draft work plan on GCM NCD for 2014 and 15 period. Enormous efforts by all stakeholders and the whole society will be necessary to achieve tangible results. Prevention should be given much more attention. At the moment, those diseases are taking their toll. Almost two-thirds of our health budgets are allocated for NCDs. Since the end of 2013, the first phase of the joint project with WHO and Swiss Development and Cooperation Agency titled Developing and Advancing Modern and Sustainable Public Health Strategies, Capacities and Services to Improve Population Health in Bosnia and Herzegovina started. The project should be completed until 2017. We are taking this opportunity to express our gratitude to WHO and Swiss Agency for such a valuable contribution. The Commission for Implementation of International Health Regulations was established in June 2008 by the Council of Ministers. The Plan of Action has been adopted in order to build capacity for the successful implementation of IHR provisions. We would like to commend the Executive Board and the Secretariat of WHO for the work on draft global action plan on antimicrobial resistance. We have strictly banned in our country free trade of antibiotics, and we urge others who have not yet adopted and implemented such a measure to do it without delay. If we continue to have a lack of new antimicrobial drugs, with the uncontrolled use of antibiotics, slide toward higher mortality from infectious diseases will be inevitable. As we look towards 2015 and estimate our efforts to date, significant progress has been made in maternal and child health nutrition, HIV/AIDS transmission, combat malaria. Despite these gains, especially women and children continue to die unnecessarily every day. We fully support ambitious goals for the post-2015 agenda, taking into account further scientific and technological progress, innovative approaches in public-private partnership, and better cooperation among all stakeholders in the future. Before I conclude, I have to draw your attention to the most tragic natural disaster in my country in at least 120 years. Flooding that we faced in recent week and the scale of devastation of cities in my country and in Serbia are biblical. I'm taking this opportunity to thank all the countries that are helping us to cope with the first and most serious consequences of the disaster, but also I would like to appeal to all of you and WHO to continue to be with us in the forthcoming period. We are afraid that the epidemiological situation will significantly deteriorate in coming weeks. While water is now withdrawing, many killed animals at some places are not yet removed, air temperature is rising, water utilities out of order for a certain period of time in many affected areas, we may be facing serious danger of possible epidemics. I thank you for your attention.